91X News.
It's 8 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Demi Niles. Picton residents can now breathe a little easier as the Picton Bloomfield Water Plant has resumed operations. Last night, Mayor Robert Quaife declared a water emergency as a result of contaminants approaching the Picton Bloomfield water intake. Here's what Mayor Quaife had to say as an emergency at yesterday's council meeting.
I, Mayor Robert Quaife, declared a water emergency as a result of contaminants approaching Picton Bloomfield water intake. At approximately 4:30 p.m. today, the contaminants entered the Picton Intake Protection Zone 1. Due to the proximity of the contaminants and anticipated unfavorable wind conditions overnight, the county has decided to halt the water processing at the Picton Bloomfield drinking water plant until such time as the safety of the water can be confirmed. The municipality has ensured that the drinking water system has been supplied with enough potable drinking water to handle demands until tomorrow. However, residents connected to the Picton Bloomfield drinking water system are requested to limit their water consumption until the water emergency has been lifted.
Contrary to some news reports, the county says no contaminants have entered the system. Water is all safe to drink and for those users connected to the Picton Bloomfield drinking water system. However, the county is asking residents in the Picton Bloomfield region to limit their water use to essential needs only to ensure that sufficient reserves are in place should the plant need to be shut down again. No other water systems have been affected. The vehicle belonging to a missing Quincy West woman has been found. Marjorie Lucas Chevrolet Malibu was found Tuesday morning in a parking lot near Brighton Bay. It was empty. The OPP is now searching the southern part of Brighton using a canine unit and a helicopter. The OPP are also continuing to ask for any information the public may have about Lucas's disappearance. The 70-year-old woman has been missing since March 25th of 2017. She is described as 5'6", 175 pounds, medium build with glasses and gray hair. The OPP says her dog, a 2-year-old Springer Spaniel, is also missing. An Ottawa judge says a teenager who was punched in the face twice by a police officer after being pulled over for not signaling a lane change had his rights repeatedly violated. Justin Julie Borges found Muhammad Ahmed not guilty of possession of marijuana, possession of counterfeit currency, and resisting arresting, saying the evidence against him was inadmissible in light of the rights that was breached. In a decision released last week, Borges said that there was no bias for Ahmed's arrest for the search of his van, which was conducted without a warrant and led to the seizure of 200 grams of marijuana. The judge further said Constable Nicholas Beaudry used excessive force when he punched Ahmed in the face twice at full force while the teen sat handcuffed in the back of a police cruiser. She also said the fact that the officer waited 11 minutes to inform Ahmed of his right to a lawyer and then failed to call one suggests there is a systematic problem within the Ottawa force. Borges said the officer's testimony at trial lacked credibility and is also reasoning for punching Ahmed was completely ridiculous. Police are investigating the discovery of more dead animals in southern West Manitoba. RCMP says three coyotes and a raccoon were found in the same area where a pony's remains turned up a few days ago about 15 kilometers south of Brandon. A dead goat was along the same road. Heather Eagle Bears, who owns a farm in the area, came across some of the carcasses.
Everybody's pretty disturbed. It's upsetting for everybody. This is not how we treat our animals.
Police say the goat's leg had been tied up and its ears have been removed. The search for a suspect continues. A man convicted of killing his son in what's been called one of the worst cases of child abuse in Canadian history is expected to appear before the Parole Board of Canada today. The hearing of Edward Tony Dooley is taking place at the Beaver Creek Institution, a minimum and medium security facility in Gravenhurst, Ontario. Dooley, along with his wife, who was convicted of second-degree murder in 2002, and the death of his son, 7-year-old Randall Dooley. Randall was born in Jamaica and came to Canada with his brother to live with his father and stepmother in Toronto in November 1997, 11 months before his death. He'd weighed up to just 41 pounds and had 13 fractured ribs, a lacerated liver, 4 brain injuries, and a head-to-toe bruises when he died in 1998. At the couple's trial, it was found that Marcia Dooley had struck the fatal blow to Randall and had inflicted a vast majority of the prior abuse. She was given a life sentence with no chance of parole for at least 18 years. Hillary Clinton was getting political during a visit to California. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
Hillary Clinton on stage in San Francisco giving one of her first speeches since losing the election, telling a crowd at the Professional Businesswomen of California Conference.
There is no place I'd rather be than here with you other than the White House.
Clinton taking on current politics, telling women in attendance to stand up.
To insist that we can do better. That's who we are.
Clinton calling on women to resist actions that she says go against American values regarding immigrants, health care, and climate change. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Waterloo Regional Police say the driver of a truck that flipped on its side, injuring many of the more than 200 pigs it was transporting, has been charged. Police say they responded to a call of a single vehicle crash Monday afternoon just west of Kitchener, Ontario, in Wilmount Township. They say the livestock transport truck tipped onto its side while making a left turn. 54 injured pigs had to be euthanized. Police say the truck sustained extensive damage, but the 24-year-old man charged with careless driving was not injured. Ontario Provincial Police have ended a Canada-wide warrant for a federal offender wanted for breaching his parole. Police say a 36-year-old Ryle Hamlin was apprehended in Barrie, Ontario on Tuesday. They say Hamlin was serving 1 month, 29-day sentence for criminal harassment, had been at large since March 18th. Provincial police and Canada-wide warrant for Hamlin on Monday say that he could attempt to flee to Alberta. That's QNET News at 12:06. Sports is next. The Ham Ducks scored twice in the game's first 2 minutes on the way to a 4-1 victory over Vancouver. The Canucks found themselves down 3-0 after the first period, something Captain Hendricks at end says was unacceptable.
We gave them three goals and then we started playing. That's too good of a lead to do that. I guess they're a great team.
And Ham and Edmonton clinched a playoff spot last night when Edmonton beat Los Angeles 2-1. The Canucks were eliminated from the postseason contention last week. Jordan Wheel scored the only shootout goal after tying the game late in the third period to lift the Philadelphia Flyers to a 3-2 victory over the Ottawa Senators on Tuesday night. Braden Sheen also scored for the Flyers, a long shot to make the playoffs with six games remaining. Philadelphia began the day 6 points out of the postseason spot, but needing to jump four teams. The Senators, making their second stop on five-game road trip, entered 3 points behind first Montreal and the Atlantic Division and 5 points in front of Toronto. Kyle Turris had a goal and assist, and Eric Carlson also scored for Ottawa. Jordan Wheel scored the only shootout goal after tying the game late in the third period, and the Philadelphia Flyers beat the Ottawa Senators 3-2. Here's Tim Saunders with the call on 97.5.
1-for-1 in shootouts. He goes wide right side. Cuts in on Craig Anderson. Looks at the net. Shoots. He scores! Jordan Wheel scores late in the third to force overtime, and he gets the first goal in the shootout.
The Belleville Senators have announced five new members of their management team. The team had hired Darren Murphy as their director of operations. He was recently the director of the Pan Am Games in Toronto. And the four others are to be in charge of managing other parts of the franchise. Those four are Tom Zappadel, Aaron Roberts, Chris Van Dusen, and Belleville native Matthew Heidstra. What figured to be the showdown turned into a major letdown as the San Antonio Spurs dominated the Cleveland Cavaliers 103-74. Spurs forward Cass Kawa. Leonard says that they were able to get off a quick start and never looked back.
Well, we did a good job coming out early and keeping our foot on the pedal, keeping our lead.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is currently 9 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud, looking at a -2 tonight with partly cloudy. It's 12 o'clock at 8 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Demi Niles. News on 91X next at 2.